the Gemara Daf Chosayin says Lichtov Rachmana Shor or Kol Shekin Shor Likisosov, and Tosis there asks if there's a Shavah Pruta. So obviously you have to give that back, and if there's not a Shavah Pruta, so we excluded from Mihashava the halacha aveda that's less than a Shavah Pruta. So Tosis answers V'yesh Lama the Itzchach Shechayv LeGozesov Beita. That you have to shear it, because it in its proper time, even that at that time, you know, when it's grown, it's not yet a shavah pruta. So this can be explained in several ways. One way is that the giza, which is less than a shavah pruta, is mitztaref with the shor or the seh that is a shavah pruta, and therefore it's considered that the whole thing is considered shavah pruta, even though the giza itself is less than a shavah pruta, because they're all considered one aveda, and therefore it's yosim shavah pruta. A second interpretation could be that the giza, at the time that you're shearing, at the time of the giza, is less than a shavah pruta, but it's once you goises it will. It's oimed to be more valuable, and it will be a shavah pruta. And the mitzvah hashavas aveda is to be matzel the bal aveda from any loss hefsid mamon that will can come in the future as well. And that you see from the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, v'omayim shotvin mubon aveza goda bifneim. So you have to protect them from future losses, and therefore since the giza is oimer to be a shavah pruta more, so it's chal adin hashavah saveda, even though now it's less than a shavah pruta, because this is included in the chovas hatzola. Also, a third interpretation we can say is, according to this, the Rosh says that the lashon rosh shechayv lis asik b'shevach aveda v'logos hazano kishyagi manu ligzos k'tei shiachsev yigdol. And so what the rosh means to say is that there's a special chiyuv of the shom avod aveda to try to maximize the value of the aveda, just as the bailim would do. And this you see from the Mishnah and the Chavches, kol davar she'osu v'ochel yashav v'yochel. And the Rav said it's mistaba that this halach applies only to Shomer Aveda and not to other Shomerim who accepted themselves a Chovah Shmira by Pikadon. But they're not obligated to be misasek, to be mishabeyachit, to make it more valuable. And that's the cause of Shor Legizah Shnovo. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Im hashor sheyesh loma hu hinicho shirov hashvam sheosim alocha behen einim som levoya his hiva tova lahashivim she seva lo kol shechein." So the Rav says, "Mashvavim." What the Rav says that if the shep the roer left the behema, so that's not considered hinuach. And the din of hinuach is only if it was left by the bailim. And you see, and if you look in the Loshon Rambam in Perek Tesvav Hinchas Kseila, he says he holds that by vada hinuach, so you're not allowed to take it, because the owners left it there intentionally. Even if there's a simen, and even if it's a place that's not mishtamer at all, because the court success is nidochem baderech. So this is not like Toisus and Avchavchei. So it needs a little interpretation, a little tzorechin. Why should you not take the Aveda and try to get it back? Isn't there more chance that the Bailim Which is more likely, what's the more chance that the Bialim will get it back, is that the Bialim would return and retrieve the Aveda or more chance that somebody else may take it, because it's a place that's completely not Mishtamer. So why shouldn't he not take it to guard it and ultimately to be machzor to the Bialim, even though there was inuach. So Akochik, you have to say that the Rambam thinks that the Gzeiras HaGosav of Nidochim Baderech, we learn that inuach is a poiter and it's mavkir from the Chovos HaShavah. And according to that, it would seem that that's only Hanocha of the Bialim, if inuach patters from the Chiv HaShavah, but not Hanocha of the Roya. And the din that we need, if it's nidochim baderech, is a tnai in the chiv hasorash aveda. If the chefes was munach, there's no mitzvah hasorash aveda, even if it's munach in the makom she'en mishtaba. However, that requires that poiter is only if the hanocha was done but the bailim, hanochas habailim is a poiter for the mitzvah hashava, but not hanochas vayah.